Hachette Audio presents Eighth Confession, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, and read by Carolyn McCormick. To Susie and Jack, and to John, Brendan, and Alex. Prologue, Bus Stop. 1. The old chrome-yellow school bus crawled south on Market Street at 7:30 that May morning. Its side and back windows were blacked out, and a hip-hop hit throbbed into the low-lying mist that floated like a silk veil between the sun and San Francisco. Got my ice, got my smoke, got my ride, ain't got no hope. Hold your heads up high, don't know when you're gonna die. The traffic light changed to yellow at the intersection of 4th and Market. The stop sign arm at the driver's side of the school bus swung out. The four-way hazard lights burned amber, and the vehicle came to a halt. To the right of the bus was a shopping mall, a huge one, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, the windows papered with huge Abercrombie posters of provocative half-naked teens in black and white. To the left of the bus was a blue Ford van, and then one of the two islands splitting the road, a staging area for bus passengers and tourists. Two cars behind the school bus, Louise Lindmeyer, office manager, late for work, braked her old gray Volvo. She buzzed down her window and glared at that goddamned school bus. She'd been stuck on its tailpipe since Buena Vista Park, then watched it pull away from her at the light at 5th and Market as a stream of traffic took the turn and pulled in front of her. And now that bus had stuck her at a light, again. Louise heard a shout, "Hey, asshole!" A man in his shirt sleeves, tie flapping, face bunched up, dried shaving cream under his left ear, walked past her car to give the bus driver hell. A horn honked, and another, and then a cacophony of horns. The light was green. Louise took her foot off the brake, and at that instant felt a concussive shock, her ears ringing as she saw the roof of the school bus explode violently upward. Chunks of burning metal, steel and glass shrapnel shot out in all directions faster than gunfire. A mushroom cloud like that of a small A-bomb formed above the bus, and the boxed-shaped vehicle became a fireball. Oily smoke colored the air. Louise saw the blue van in the lane to the left of the bus bloom with flame, then black.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?